This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Smith put a tweet out last week that really said it all. He said, think about playing a board game like Risk, and he listed a few other board games that are about global domination, and imagine conservatives are like pieces at the start of the game spread out everywhere, and there's not one consolidated place where we've got a mass to then be able to have a base to launch an attack and take over the next area. But the globalists have taken over the cities, they've taken over the banks, they've taken over the academia, all of it, so that they have their bases. Even though they're selling political death, even though they're selling, sand in the Sahara Desert, they're going to force you to take it because people don't even know they're in a fight. They don't even know that they're in a war. And so what did Harrison Smith say? He said, we've got to have a base. You've got to have a place that you're masked. And that's why they target every base we've got. They infiltrated it and took over the NRA and destroyed it, basically. And I haven't talked about the inside baseball because it's so sad. It's still straggling along, barely alive. But that's a whole other show. They tried the same stuff with us. I mean, intelligence agency tactics, you name it. And we survived by the grace of God and loyal people. But it's been hell. It's been rough, okay? I mean... Anyways, let's just say this is when all this stuff comes out, if we ever survive this, it's going to be unbelievable. So we need a base of operations, ladies and gentlemen. I had his tweet here, but he makes a really good point. But here's another meme I saw that I think is really, really important. First, we overlook evil. Then we permit evil. Then we legitimize evil. Then we promote evil. Then we celebrate evil. Then we persecute those who still call it evil. And that's Isaiah 5:20 says, woe, or look out, unto them who call evil good and good evil. And if that is at the left, I don't know what is. So, this is a very, very important time, to say the least. And I remember listening to Dr. Yidan and Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg 18 months ago. They were already saying, we've looked at what's in this vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's going to cause blood clots, heart attacks, infertility, everything that happened. Because they're scientists that do this for a living. They know. And then, sure enough, the CDC document said the exact same thing. They knew it and did it. So I was freaked out then. But, if you go back 22 months ago, I was like, yeah, they're going to try to force inoculations and use that as the reason to clamp down and create a global ID, because in their own documents they were admitting all that. But the one area I was wrong about was that they would roll out an immediate shot that would cause massive illnesses right away and death. But they did. And I started to figure that out when it started over a year ago in the UK. I went, oh, that way everybody that gives their kids the shots, themselves the shots, they've learned when they get traumatized, they Stockholm out. I call it Stockholming out. I'm not a psychologist. I just notice these things in life and give them names. But they Stockholm out, Stockholm syndrome out. And they just go, oh, I'll take five more since I'm feeling sick. God, I feel really bad after I took that. I'm dying. But the answer is more. So Harrison Smith says it all in his tweet. I'll put it up on screen again, that just picture the USA like a map in Risk or Total War. First thing you see is the conservatives, while still powerful and numerous, are spread way too thin to be effective. The first move would be to consolidate forces. Expansion only comes after you have secured a base. And that's what communists do. They take a country over and then suck it dry, and they call it exploitation. They use it to invade the next country. Always more, more, more. That's why Democrats get a city, suck it dry, collapse it, use it to take the next city. And even send out their vagabonds, their leftists are like zombies, but they leave when the left tells them, Austin is now trendy. And they all run to Austin like zombies and destroy it, doing the same thing they did that destroyed California. but that's how they work. And this is very scientific. This is war. But being aware of it gives you the upper hand. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you find yourself breaking down and crying in the middle of the night because of the evil, it's not because you're weak, it's because you're strong. It's because you care. It's because you're not going to adapt to the tyranny by submitting to it. You're going to adapt to the tyranny by overcoming it and defeating it. And you're going to take on the pain of the children. You're going to take on the pain of the innocents. And you're going to take on all the responsibility that it takes to do whatever you've got to do to crush these people. Because those aren't tears of sorrow. Those are tears of burning commitment. And your intellect and your mind firing up like big blast furnaces to forge the intellectual and political and economic and spiritual weapons to defeat the New World Order. I don't know about you, but my furnaces are white hot. And they are busy. And they are working around the clock. And my wheels are spinning. I've always found in my life when I start stumbling and getting upset and that is actually because my whole mind is working. Sometimes now I'm focused sitting in a room in the dark thinking about the New World Order, how to beat them, and I'll just get totally dizzy, almost pass out, and I'll like get nauseous. And it's because I am just totally facing everything. And people go, oh, Jones, you look old. You look worn out. Absolutely. I am wearing myself out fighting this. I intend to wear myself all the way out. I'm not trying to put potions on my face and pat pretty hair and candy ass around and live longer and work with the system. That's not who I am. I'm 110% going up against these people, and I'm taking it all on. I'm not trying to not have responsibility. I'm not trying to not care. I'm not trying to be you little sociopathic Hollywood people. I want it all. And that doesn't mean I want the jets and the fancy cars and the castle on the hill, because all that without liberty is empty. I mean, I want to experience it. I want to actually be the one on the other side of evil that says, I'm not with you, and I'm going to give you a real run for your money. You understand that? I look at that CEO of Pfizer, and I hate him more than Bill Gates. Cool. He is an arrogant, murdering criminal. And I look at him on TV going, oh, yeah, there's almost no help in the shots, if any, unless you take more. And then he brags how he just took over 50 plus more biotech companies and how he's going to fix your DNA and we're all broken, but this guy's going to fix us. I mean, imagine if your wife told you, your husband, you know, you're broken, I'm going to fix you. Only I can, you'd be like, you've gone crazy. But it's some creepy, most corrupt pharmaceutical company in world history, pays the biggest fines, who runs your government, who had your government sign secret agreements, that took this crap up at the Wuhan lab and tried to set the Pentagon up by having his agents go to Trump and others and get them to sign on to open air releasing COVID-19. And then when Trump didn't sign on, they went ahead and did it themselves. But, oh, Trump would still be in office if they could have gotten him to sign on, because then they could blackmail the hell out of him. See, that's why they don't like this show. We don't just tell you a year before anybody else exactly what's happening, and it turns out exactly as we told you, and all the Pentagon documents and the congressional documents and all of it. We are telling you how the rest of it works. And that's what they don't want you to get a grasp on. They want you to join in on their corruption. This was a giant 14-year plus Manhattan Project level operation run by Obama. He's as high up as we go, and Bill Gates, who all hang out at Jeffrey Epstein's house on his island, cooking this up and then shopping it around to get the U.S. government to sign on to it, because the globalists are what? They're Chinaphiles. They want China to take over. So they were going to cook it up over in China, get Trump to sign on to open air releasing it, claiming it's a bat study, blame Trump for its release, and God knows do what to this country, but it didn't go exactly the way they wanted. And now the Pentagon and DARPA and Congress have released all the documents. And that's good, because that's what I told Rand Paul and Senator Cruz and Josh Hawley and Cotton and all the rest of them. I said, if you do not release all this, and you've heard me say it, it's not about us bragging that we're powerful. It's dangerous to have this power. That's why they want to shut us down. You notice Tucker Carlson went after him and got instant results on January 6th with Cruz saying, yeah, it's an FBI operation, which it is. See, those of us that are moral have to understand that we're doing this just the right thing to do. We've got to let the other people that sit on the fence, like Ted Cruz and others, and Rand Paul for that matter, know, hey, you went along with the poison shot, buddy. It's coming out, it's poison. You better get on the right side now and stop all this and we'll forgive you. But you've already starting to cross the line that if you don't get out and expose this now and help bring these people down and stop the killing, then you're going to be held responsible. And it's not because we want to hold you responsible. It's not because we want to be over Senator Paul or we want to be over Ted Cruz. We just want you to protect the people and not be jerks and not have Ted Cruz, it looks like, selling out a Texas U.S. refinery to Pemex down in Houston. Can't you guys just stop it? I mean, look, I was sent a photo yesterday. I forgot to send you guys of Big Mike, Big Daddy, with Rand Paul's wife out at a party. And I mean, it looks like Michael Jordan is standing next to his wife. I mean, it looks like she's like an 8-foot tall linebacker or something. And I mean, obviously, this is part of their little sick joke. You know, we have a 4-star admiral that runs Health and Human Services, and it's a man and all this. And yeah, it is a man, folks. We've known it. We've seen it. The scientists have seen it. You look at the shoulders. Look at the body. She walks around with her flaccid, unerect genitals are like 6 inches long. I mean, you know, it's just a joke. It's all a joke on us because these are transhumanists, folks, and this is just the beginning of making us accept what they do and what they say and how they operate. The whole trans thing was a MIT, CIA operation. And DARPA's heavily involved, and Obama was raised by the CIA, and his nanny was a, quote, transgender. So that's what all this is, ladies and gentlemen. It's all just a big joke on us. And I don't hate some man because he wants to, you know, have long hair and all this, but, you know, we even have photos of him when they were boyfriends there in Chicago, and, I mean, it's Big Mike. And again, imagine the power the globalists have over people that you got a first lady with these adopted kids that isn't even a woman, didn't even have the genitals removed. And it's, you know, they go, Caitlyn Jenner is the greatest woman in America in Time magazine, stealing that from real women. This is the murder of reality, the murder of the truth, and this is the fraud. In fact, let me just show you the photo. This photo is absolutely insane. This is a real photo. When I saw this last night, I couldn't believe it, and I went and looked it up, and it's absolutely true. Overhead shot, please, guys. There you go. Alex Jones caught looking at trannies again on his phone. There's one right there with Rand Paul's wife. Right there. And another senator's wife. And again, this is how they all get together, and it's all friendly, and there she is with Big Mike. And the point is, they represent the political group that came and broke his ribs at his house and tried to kill them in the streets and tried to shoot them at the baseball game. And here we are with Big Mike, Lord of the King Cobras, got a King Cobra in the pants, and it's just all a sick joke. It's all a sick joke in our face, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. It's all a fraud. It's all about teaching you a fraud. It's all about making you submit to a fraud. I mean, Obama is married to a 6'3" woman that's got shoulders as big as an NFL linebacker and all goes to the beach with a giant penis in her pants. And the reason I'm covering all this is it's just an example of how it's all a lie. In fact, let's go out to break with the head of Pfizer saying the vaccine may not even work at all, but don't worry, he's got more shots for you that erase your immune system. Here it is. Very exciting. As you can now see, here's the video of the CEO.
Another area that we announced today a partnership would be are there are diseases. These are diseases.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And the globalist takeover, unlike anybody else in the UK and then all over Europe now. And he's been put in prison multiple times for exposing giant child kidnapping sex rings that were confirmed per town to include thousands of men and in some cases hundreds of girls being gang raped as young as 6-7 years old and then being murdered and butchered and sold in kebab shops to get rid of their bodies. He first talked about that over a decade ago. It now came out in the news in the UK. They always call it Asian men, but it's Pakistani men. But there's also Anglo men, white men, that are some of the managers, it turns out, you know, about the royalty and the pedophilia, that are having the Muslims manage these harems of sex slaves. There's Tommy a few years ago when he'd been in solitary confinement in a majority Muslim prison they put him in, trying to kill him. So he's been through hell. He recently got firebombed. That was confirmed. Then the media tried to erase history. He's got a new film coming out. We'll play you the trailer that deals with the rape of England. That's why it's called The Rape of England. That's coming up next segment. But, Tommy, it's been hard to get you on. I know you've had to travel around for your own safety. They tried to acid attack your family. We showed footage of them. Antifa come to your house and they're going to kill you. Now you've been firebombed. We'll show some of those images in a moment. I mean, they are really scared of you. And now the good news is everything you exposed 13, 14 years ago, for folks that don't know, you had a tanning salon next door to a kebab sex shop they were running. And you have now been totally vindicated in spades. So good to have you on, and we salute you.
It's good to be on, Alex. It's good to speak to you again, man. Good to see you.
Where to start? Because you've been off the radar quite a bit. And then I hear about your house getting attacked, firebombings. I mean, they are really after you.
So I just watching that video there of me with Tucker Carlson reminded me as well, because I watched that video recently. I come out of solitary confinement. I've done two stints of solitary confinement in the space of 12 months. I spent months and months on end, and I didn't come out in a good place. So it took me quite a while to get back to myself. And the purpose of putting me in solitary confinement, the purpose of that imprisonment, was to stop the public being aware of the level of the rape jihad that's happening in our country. Now, I don't like to let them win, and every one of their tactics was to break me and stop me. So I wanted to come back with something that was a punchback. So I spent time making a film. I spent 12 months sitting down with the girls who were taken. They were kidnapped. I've got multiple victims. I've sat them down and I've listened to their story for 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, sometimes twice, sometimes three times. I've built a database of the men who raped them. I have 200 names in this one town alone. And then I've corroborated the stories with it from one victim that doesn't know another victim. And once we've got three victims, we then go after the perpetrator. But in this story and in this investigation that's took us 12 months, we have allegations of corruption against the police. We understand from every victim we speak to that there is a level of police working with the gang. Okay? That is why in the town I've looked into of Telford, we have the police investigation identified 200 men. They only prosecuted 11. So whereas the rest of the world is looking on thinking that Britain has started to deal with this rape jihad against our daughters, it hasn't. What they've done is they've took a town, and in each town, they've given a handful of convictions. A handful. When we have hundreds of men. My investigation on the shoestring has clearly identified hundreds of men, and we have got the victims, and at the end of each story, so I put this into a five-part series, because I want to let each girl tell their story. They deserve that. They've been failed by society, failed by the police, failed by every single agency that was put there to protect them. And I want to give that girl a voice and a platform, and I want to let the British public make their mind up. So I go and find the men, the men who are alleged to have raped them, and I give them their right to reply. I go and find the police officers, and I give them their right to reply. The police officers where there's allegations of corruption, we have witnesses and multiple witnesses who witnessed some of this corruption. So that's what the film is. This is the first series called The Rape of Britain. And since we released it nearly 2 weeks ago, there's been 7 firebombings. One of them was my vehicle. The gang started targeting our victims and their families. We've had to relocate the families, the police, and there's recordings of all of this for
safety. Okay, so let's just slow down because a lot's going on and you've got a Bandai video channel that I pay attention to. But I was thinking that a part two of The Rape of England's coming out soon and then another film. But you're saying part one is already out.
No, part one, that's the promo that we're about to watch now. Part one is an hour-long movie about a victim, a courageous young girl called Nicole. Then we'll have part two, then we'll have part three, then we'll have part four. And it's all looking at one town of Telford. And it's examining what the police have done, what they haven't done, who's got dirty hands, who the allegations are against from the Pakistani Muslim community, but not just them, who has dirty hands in the police force. Because there's so many people right now sitting in our country who are enjoying their pensions, who are sitting there with their pensions, taking their golden handshakes after knowing that our daughters were being kidnapped, knowing they were being tortured, and actually accommodating and facilitating. So our film is about making sure, and what I know is when this film goes out, there's going to be a lot of worried Pakistani rapists in Telford. Because they don't know who's going to star in number two. They don't know who's going to star in number three. And that goes for the police force as well.
That's right. Well, let me say this right now. I saw you on Steve Bannon as well. And I'm glad you reached out to us a few weeks ago. We should have got you on even earlier, but here you are now. Let's put your Bandai video channel up on a few places you can find Tommy Robinson's groundbreaking, incredible courage work. And if you scroll down, you'll see the big Steve Bannon interview right there. And you'll see part one right next to it. Dealing with all the stuff that's going on. So you want to see all the censored, blocked information that will literally save lives. You need to go to Band.Video, and which they banned Band.Video on Twitter, Facebook, you name it. So then we had FreeWorldNews.TV is the same link to the same site. They've now banned FreeWorldNews.TV. So the new URL, ladies and gentlemen, is a key piece of information that I want to direct everybody's attention to that we're going to make a graphic for. Because I've been hard begging for a week to get this graphic made. And so when we come back, we're going to show you the URL on air to the new site that isn't blocked by Twitter, that isn't blocked by Facebook, that isn't blocked by all these sites. So you can go to Tommy Robinson's Band.Video site. Because you can type that in yourself, still go there. But they're banning sharing the links from Band.Video. So you've got to do it from this new URL that I'm going to build the suspense and play for you and put a graphic up next segment. But first, Tommy, where do people find you other than Band.Video? You're one of the most censored people in the world.
I'm on Getter, and I've started using Getter really the last 4 to 5 weeks, and it's exploded on there, and I'm grateful to have a platform that, where I can use my voice. I'm on Getter as Tommy Robinson 1, and I'm on Telegram as Tommy Robinson News. I'm excited about these films, but the sad situation is, as a journalist in Britain, I know these gangs are going to target me, as they did. They firebombed my car outside the hotel that we were staying. Yeah? They have attacked people with baseball bats all in the last week. They've smashed houses up.
Tommy, stay right there. Stay right there. We'll be right back, and we'll give
3 very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your vitamin mineral fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I have a ton of breaking news and incredible information coming out in Congress about January 6th being an FBI operation. Congress releasing documents confirming Project Veritas documents that Fauci created COVID-19 and released it with Bill Gates and Peter Daszak on the world. I mean, I could just repeat that for 4 hours here, but I'm not going to. This is bigger than us being vindicated. Who cares about that? This tells us that they really did this, and it's unspeakably evil. Going back to the one, the only, Tommy Robinson on news, on Telegram, he's got multi-part series coming out, The Rape of Britain. One of the only places to find it is at man.video. People say, well, great, How do we share that? Well, you can't share the URL banned.video. And then we had other URLs that went back to the same links, and then they banned those. The last one went almost a year. Freeworldnews.tv has been around 10 months. It's a huge URL. It's everywhere. And it still works typing it in, and you can share it some places. But now on Instagram, a bunch of other places, it's banned. So the new URL is futurenews.news. Futurenews.news. Very simple. Futurenews.news. And we just got a really cool URL I'm not going to announce yet that everybody's going to love that we'll announce the next few days. That'll be the new one. But for now, if you want to share his videos, his articles at band.video, you got to share it with the link from futurenews.news. The same site, same links. It just gives you another index that gets around the censors, and it's very, very innovative, and thank God we have it, or we'd be shut down even more. Now I could say, okay, I've been sued, I've been lied about, I've been defaulted, I've been demonized, I've been physically attacked. Tommy's been in prison, literally, for, quote, violating people's privacy and going and covering courts where they're giving people very short sentences for kidnapping and sex trafficking little girls. He is the first main man going back 13, 14 years ago to expose us. So, Tommy, you never talk about yourself, but you always are on the latest case, the latest thing you're doing. You're like a bird dog, and I love you. You're just like me. But spend a little time, you know, for a few minutes, recapping how you woke up, what you witnessed, what you've gone through, and the now confirmed industrial level with the government using Muslims to farm and run kidnapped little girls, and it's mainly racially motivated, targeted at whites, and then expanding on that, how they put you in prison over and over again and torture you for exposing it, or now just firebombed your car and have threatened to acid attack your family, and they come to your door and threaten you on the video camera and nothing's done. Recap, because what you've done is so incredible. You single-handedly, with your supporters supporting you, but you're the tip of the spear, blew wide open the sex trafficking by Muslims that they then scapegoat and call by Asians, when Asians, on average, have one of the lowest crime rates out there. It's not the Sikhs that are kidnapping and raping children. It's not people from Japan that live in the UK that are doing it, is it? No, it's Muslims hiding behind a racial title of Asians, correct?
Correct. But for me, growing up in Luton, I witnessed it. So I saw firsthand. It happened to a relative of mine. She was groomed. She was hooked on heroin. Police did nothing. She was 14 years old, climbing out the window, go back and get her drugs. She was being raped, abused, once found naked, running through the town centre, taken in by the prostitutes on the streets. But she was a victim of it, and the police did nothing. When I started my movement at the English Defence League, I started talking about these issues, and then I spread across the country, and I travelled the UK, and I met families, daughters, brothers, mothers, all these people affected by it. So I have seen firsthand the pain and the suffering, and what I want people to know, or I want the public to know, for too long, everyone's read about Rotherham. Rotherham is a town in the north of England where 1,400 children were raped by these gangs. The difference between reading it and meeting the victim, or meeting a dad, yeah, and then seeing the heartbreak and the pain in them, or meeting a victim who's a victim from 15 years ago, who is still suffering with mental health issues, drug addiction, and suicidal problems from the abuse she faced. So when you meet them, you feel something that you don't get by reading it. I want to bring that feeling to you. I want everyone to not read, and I said it when I first went on Jeremy Paxman, which was the biggest political debate show in the UK, and they're talking about these girls like they're statistics. I said, they're not statistics. They're not numbers. They're our daughters. They're our sisters. Whose daughters do you think they are? Do you think they're just picked up and taken? They're relatives. They're people's relatives. They're people. People love those children. And they feel it. So a whole community feels it. So I wanted to bring that to the public. What I faced since I'd done that, I was mocked at first. I was laughed at. I was sat on TV shows trying to talk about it. I was belittled. I was called a fearmonger, a scaremonger, talking about conspiracy theories, talking about all of this. And years on, as we've gone forward, people can see we were telling the truth. That each time we went onto the street, we were screaming and screaming for help. Screaming for someone to listen and protect our kids. And now all those years on, I want to now make the public aware that they've not dealt with it. They're not dealing with it. The men that raped our children are still walking the streets. They're still in our country. They have done a token gesture by arresting a handful or a couple of handfuls, probably in an agreement with the local imams and the local Muslim community, that some people are going to have to take the flak. And the only reason why they have to take the flak is because we screamed and we shouted, and every single one of my supporters that follow me on the streets to do that, many of them losing their jobs, many of them being imprisoned, many of them being violently attacked, they played their part in raising awareness of this issue. This is the most important issue that has faced our country in decades.
And Tommy, it's not just happening in the UK. It's happening in Ireland. It's happening all over Europe. And here in the US, similar things are now happening. And we also have the left and big tech promoting drag queen story time. Half the time, literally, they're convicted pedophiles being given access, sometimes without parental consent, in schools. So this is a high-tech, leftist-run thing. Why is the left supporting the sexualization and rape of children? Why do they love it so much? Because this is a system run by folks like Jeffrey Epstein and Steve Jobs' wife.
Well, we've seen the sexualization of our children pushed through the education system now as well. We've seen it at a massive level. And I don't think many in the British public are aware of that. They want to take away your rights even now as parents in the schools. We actually saw, it's a funny situation, because it was the Muslim community who come out in a city called Birmingham to protest outside the schools about the sexualization of their children, about their daughter come home and said, I could be a boy. Yeah, this is the new education system. And
so they're not just raping you, they're robbing you of your real sexual identity, so they form a relationship with you because they got the kid to say it. The state now says that the schools, down to elementary students in fifth grade or first grade, now can form this weird sexual relationship with your child about their identity. How sick and freakish is that? If your wife or husband started telling your five-year-old son or daughter they were another sex, you'd probably divorce them. But it's the school doing it. It's sick.
I actually went up to there was a Muslim man that was leading this. I went and knocked on his front door because I listened to everything he was saying, and he was being branded as a radical extremist Muslim, but he wasn't. He was a concerned father.
Exactly. The Muslims that are against the pedophile grooming by the state, we support them.
That's what I said to him. I said, I offer my hand in friendship to tackle this issue. This is a massive issue, the sexualization of our children, taking away parental rights, the brainwashing, the confusion at a young... They're talking about 6 years old, they're teaching it. We've been battling that and battling the grooming gangs. But the sad thing is, as a British journalist, I know these gangs are going to want to kill me. They've blown up my car. I know they want to target me. My biggest fear, it's not from them. It's from the British state. It's what the British state and what the police and what the authorities are going to do now to try and stop what we're about to do. There's nothing they can actually do, Alex. On the 29th, the film will go live on banned video, but I very much doubt that I will be sitting here or sitting free to do series 2, 3, 4 and 5. Because when they see series 1, and they're aware of what we have for series 2, we have historic recordings, we have allegations, we have lots of information to give to the public to let them make their mind up to understand why these prosecutions weren't brought. And this has gone on in every town and city. I picked out...
And by the way, stay there. We're coming right back to you. You're not just saying this. You've been put in prison, what, three times for exposing child kidnapping rings? We'll be right back with Tommy Robinson, a true hero. You want to see the real deal, folks? This is it. He's been in street battles, literally taking on 10, 15 Antifa by himself and knocking five or six down while they attack him. That's badass.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's the next hour after Tommy leaves us. We're going to be talking about some of the new news breaking. Pfizer booster shot listed as cause of death in 26-year-old's autopsy. Death certificate after work mandated jab. So that is coming up next hour and so much more. What an insane time to be alive. Going back to the one and only Tommy Robinson car headline, blown up outside Telfer Hotel in petrol. Bomb attack. You see those all over Europe when they say Germans burn 500 cars or Swiss burn or Parisians in Paris burn hundreds of cars. No, it's the Islamic invaders. I can't go to their country and have them let me live there in peace. But, oh, now I was reading that the number one name in Europe now is Muhammad. So here we are. Let's just be honest about it. Tommy Robinson, the filmmaker, the journalist, you were saying that you believe when the first part of your film, we're going to play the trailer in a moment, comes out here in just a few weeks, that they're going to try to throw you back in prison. Why is that?
Because they won't want me to show the public their incompetence, their corruption, and their total failure. So, and all of the people have got away. So they're arresting some of the rapists, but it's not just the rapists here. There are people in councils and police forces who let them do it, who knew they were doing it. We have evidence they knew they were doing it. So they need to be brought to justice too. They certainly need to look the British public in their face and explain themselves, which is what my last... So I worked this documentary where I sat down with all the victims, and some of the stories and some of the footage we've got is heartbreaking. And then I had to release series one before I'd done the rest, because I now have to, the final part is to go and find the men. And we've had surveillance teams out there. We've located, I've got their addresses, I know where they all live. We've got their cars, we've been watching them, we've had cameras on them, we've been surveillancing them. And in the last 2 weeks, with all these firebombings, all these attacks, since the promotion's gone out, the police arrested our surveillance team. They seized their computer, their car, their phones, and they've arrested them for harassment. Their alleged harassment, a man, an adult male, Pakistani male, who we have 100% DNA evidence, impregnated a 13-year-old English child and did not face prosecution. He was arrested, but he did not get prosecuted. All in our film. Yeah? He raped her, she went to the police, no further action. The police are saying that an adult male of Pakistani heritage who is a Muslim can rape a 13-year-old English girl and not be prosecuted. Now, we look at him in the story, we speak to the victim in the story, we need the police's response in the story, because they have to answer some questions. And that's what the film
is. Why are they? Why is the left and the police all over the world under left's control protecting the rape and abuse of children? I mean, we know it's the left's religion, but wow, they're really going for broke here.
Well, the reason being that's been given across the UK, not in one city, not in two cities, but by government ministers, by prime ministers even, is that it was political correctness. It was through fear. And fear, as I've said it many times, fear is paralysing. And fear paralysed every single one of our political leaders and our police leaders into allowing a rape of a generation of young girls. Fear done that. The fear of being branded as a racist. The fear of stoking community tensions. Yeah? We'll let the English girls get raped, because if we start arresting the Pakistanis, we might see riots.
Well, Tommy, that's like whenever there's a racial attack on white people by a person that's not white, the media literally covers it up. And again, if white people attack other people, that's wrong. I expose it. I care about everybody. But the left protecting it, look at Waukesha. Where he runs over and kills six people, almost kills 40-something. They're all white, and then the media says an SUV attacked people. It's the same thing in Europe. They'll say a truck killed 90-something people in Nice, France. No, it wasn't a truck. It was a crazy Muslim screaming Allah Akbar.
The media use every incident to push a narrative. What is the narrative they push every time? It's a globalist narrative, okay? Yeah. Now, the reality of open border policies is the things I'm talking about, the stories I present, the films I will make. That's the reality of open border policy. What they don't want to tell you is this is heading to America and probably already happening in America. With Biden's policies of open border, with Afghan and Pakistan and all these other countries and Muslim immigration coming into your country, it's a very different ball to having Mexican immigration. It's a whole new ball game. You have very small numbers of Islamic immigration, very, very small, and they're educated because of your immigration system, yeah? Because of how it's been. Now, with Biden's new policies, you're about to see half of Kashmir turning up, which is what we've had in the UK. Now, what that brings is hatred to women, hatred to homosexuals, intolerance. You will see the same mindset, the difference with me and most people in the UK is I want to examine why 90% of the convictions in the UK for this group gang rape, yeah, are Pakistani Muslims. 90% are from the Muslim community. The Muslim community only make up 4% of the UK, and 2% of them are women. So 90%. So ask us, we have to ask the question why. And when you try to explore the reason why, when you hold up the Quran, when you look at the teachings, when you look at Muhammad, and you start examining what his view was, not just on women, but on non-Muslim women, on taking sexual slaves, all of these things which totally justify the actions of these men, we're not allowed to ask those questions. You're simply not allowed to. One man, since Winston Churchill, has tried to talk about this issue in our British Parliament, and that is Lord Pearson. Lord Pearson. And when he does, he literally gets laughed at. They laugh and boo. All of them. All of those politicians do not care. They don't care
about... Well, Tommy, I think it's worse than that. We know pedophilia isn't just going on in the Pakistani Muslims. It goes all the way up to the House of Windsor that is just riddled with Jimmy Savile and the pedophilia, including the murder of children.
I agree, Alex. And one of the parts of our series for this documentary is not the Muslim community. We want to look in Telford and in the council and the hierarchies of the council and their links to paedophilia and how many of them are involved.
That's absolutely. Did you see USA Today say that paedophilia is not a bad thing?
I saw it, but this is where we're headed. It's a sexuality. That's where we're headed. And to say that to people, if you'd have spoke about transgender like 20 years ago and you had said what would be being pushed now, people would not believe it. The next level of their movement is to bring in the sexuality of being a paedophile but not acting on it. That's what's coming. The total sexuality of sexualization of our children. And people need to wake up and do something about it. And Alex, know how happy I am every time I still see that you're still here. Because I know what they've done to you. I know what they've done to me. I know that you were the biggest target. I know the censorship of you. The fact that if your show falls, that is the knock-on effect for the rest of the free world. Because if you fall, everyone falls. Because you in the United States, I've watched for years. I've watched the court cases recently. I've seen everything that's gone on. I know what I've gone through. So I know what you've gone through. But I know that how important it is. So people watching now, just listen to one of your adverts there where someone was having a go at you. People watching it need to understand that it is needed. It's needed more than ever. And every single person watching it needs to support it, share it, do everything you can.
Absolutely. I don't explain to listeners enough that it costs us millions a quarter because we do have like now 10 million views a day of Bandai Video. We're paying for the bandwidth and we're not even having sponsors on there. So it's people buying products that are literally paying. So all these other films, all these other things that aren't allowed anywhere get out. And then I don't ever really brag about it because the enemy already knows. I don't want to, you know, have them get even more angry. So many times, some huge video that goes viral despite censorship and reaches 30, 40 million people gets its start at band.video. There's so many examples of this every day. And so, yes, that's why listeners need to support InfoWarsStore.com, because if they don't, we're going to be shut down, and they are moving against us so quickly. But Tommy, talk about your – and we'll go to break, play the trailer, come back and talk more about not just the Muslim angle coming after the children, but the leftist angle and why they're supporting the Muslims doing it. You have been in jail. You've been in solitary confinement many times. They've tried to kill you. They've tried to torture you. They tried to firebomb your house. They firebombed your car. What is it in you – just we have 1 minute – that makes you just never back down? What is it that makes you different than 99% of people?
I'd love to say it's because I'm English, mate. It's because I'm English. I'm an Englishman. Now, do you know what it is for me? I've sat down with these victims. So I sat down. You're going to see the courage of this young girl. And I've gone through nothing that they've gone through. Not one of them, yeah? And this girl's coming back fighting. And she's telling her story. And so what I know, and it's not just sometimes I would have felt like I want to step back or I want to sit back. But I'm in a position where I am in a position where I can give a platform to people. I can raise more awareness of these issues. So I'd be a coward not to. So I just, and I'm stubborn as well. And I know that I'm right. So I always say, I've had times when even my partner's family have said, like, come on, just stop. But I said, am I wrong? I ask everyone, am I wrong? No. So if I'm wrong, why should I stop? Because of the threats, because of the intimidation, because of the imprisonment. So I had to get myself ready for this film because I believe I know what's coming. I had to get mentally strong, physically strong, because I was worried about what I'm about to do, because what we are about to do.
Exactly. Stay there. You're taking one for humanity. Hour number three with Tommy Robinson, straight ahead. Stay with us, folks. This is important.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.